Today, Terry Master, based here, Toshin Pei base, Rabbi Shua Lok.
Mishus the Gaboyim, Mishus the Tzibum. About, more years than I care to remember, long time ago now, I got married. It was around this time of the year. And I turned up at my shver's house for the Seder. The first time I turned up at my shver for the Seder. Careful, you know who he is. Okay, so and we start Kiddush. We start Kaddish Urchat. And Ba'as at home, everybody says Kiddush, and we all stand up at Kiddush. And my shver, he's the only one saying Kiddush, and he sits down. I don't mind, I've got no objection, you do what you want. I don't know what to do. Am I supposed to sit or stand now? So this was a question maybe he's sitting down in order to be kaveya, that we're all being moitzi the bracha together. And now, normally my minig is to stand up, true. But that's what everybody's standing up. Maybe if I'm standing and he's sitting, then I'm doing different to him. So I have to sit down with him. Or maybe... not maybe, I don't care about sitting or standing for kviyas to be kveya, and since I normally stand up, for whatever reason I normally stand up, I have to carry on standing up. So, almost 27 years ago, I didn't know very much. I know a little bit more now, and I'll join you into the speakers. I'll clarify the reasons why we stand, why we sit, and perhaps give a bit of a guidance on the matter. There's no poskim who clearly speak about it. But some other there are poskim who speak about whether one should stand or one should sit. But everybody according to their minig. What a person does when you've got two people who one of them stands and one of them sits, what you're supposed to do, that I haven't found anybody speaking about. On the same shines faket. Now Baruch Hashem, many years have passed under the bridge, and now from time to time my shef pops in and comes to me, and he doesn't want to make Kiddush for various reasons, and I'm making Kiddush, and I'm standing, because my minig is to stand for Kiddush. So now, is he supposed to stand, because I know normally he sits down, but that's when everybody's sitting down. Maybe now if he wants to be Kaveh, and he wants to be together, the Kaveh with me, then he has to stand up like I do. Or maybe, since he always sits down for Kiddush, then he carries on sitting down for Kiddush. So, and by the way, there's no reason why this is a question only about Kiddush. It happens to be that Seder night was Kiddush, but it could just the same question about Havdalah. And not everybody is aware that there is a minig to sit down for Kiddush and for Havdalah. I'm sure everybody is aware there is a minig to stand for Kiddush and for Havdalah. The Hasidim have made sure that everybody knows about that one. But when it comes to sitting down, to sit down for Kiddush and for Havdalah, it's a bit on the rare side, that minig. You won't find it in Shulchan Aruch, actually. We're going to talk about what the Makor is. So let's go, each thing according to its Makor. I apologize for being a bit less organized than normal, thanks to the traffic, but Mitz Hashem, you won't have to suffer too much. Oh, so that's... We're going to cut down. We have to, first of all, we have to... half-half, did you mean Vayichulu and get the Kiddush? Okay, that's a fair point. We're just going to go for a tangent a minute. Standing up for Vayichulu has nothing to do with what we are talking about. That's got to do with Eidos, and even those who sit for Kiddush stand for Vayichulu, and there's no objection to that because you're not being moitzi anybody, you're not doing anything with that, you're just testifying to Eidos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that's a different issue. Loisis Goydu is only relevant if you've got some people doing one thing and something else. Oh, you mean if I'm being moiti something, he's standing and sitting. That's not a problem. People often stand and sit, and it's not. Nobody's got a problem. Loisis Goydu. It's also in a tzibul. And Bechlal, you can't ask such a question in MH. Okay. Okay, that's also. Now, I mean, you got tefillin, you got so many different minhagim where people do what they want. Nowadays, bichlal. But you're right to ask, maybe because this minig is not from now. This minig is actually. This question really is hundreds of years old. Obviously, people have been making Kiddush and Havdalah for donkey's years, and it's a question that's been going for a long time. We're going to go to the very first person, the very first source, which is actually a rishon, which is Shittas Tosfos. We're going to get there, but let's go in order so we don't confuse people. I've forgotten what time I meant to finish. Quarter to. Okay. Right, so the Gemara starts Now we'll start with the Mechaber. In Hilchus Kedush Reish Ein Aleph, the Mechaber says, Mekadosh HaKoyis Mole Yayin Shelo Yei Pogum. The Tom Kol Ma Shetom Koyis Shel Birchus HaMozen needs 10 things, the Gemara in Brochus. V'oim V'yichulu Mu'umud V'achar Kach Oim Boi Pragofen V'achar Kach Kedush. Now, don't normally do this to you, but I want you to listen to it again. V'oim V'yichulu Mu'umud, standing up. V'achar Kach Oim Boi Pragofen V'achar Kach Kedush. He didn't say, V'oim V'yichulu Boi Pragofen V'kiddush Mu'umud. Didn't say that. Now, there's a very good reason for that. So you should go a bit deeper into it. You hear the lashon of the Beis Yosef, which is always mekublanim from my Rebbe, Reb Osher. Reb Osher always, Chayin of Rocha, used to always say that if you want to know what it says in the Mechaba, you have to look and learn the Beis Yosef. It's up to Beis Yosef Azoy. Kosev HaKolboy B'Simen Mem Aleph. There's a Kolboy in Simen Mem Aleph. Shehoyelonu Lekadish Mu'umet. We should really always be Mekadosh Mu'umud. That's everybody. We really should be Mekadosh Mu'umud. Why? L'chvoid ha-melech. Sh'onu yoyitz mikrosay. Instantly he calls it melech. Yeah, we used to call it the malka. But he calls it a melech. Sh'onu yoyitz mikrosay. We're going to greet the king. Shabbos Kodesh. And therefore we should stand. That's appropriate. We should stand. Ach l'fi she'ein kiddush ela b'mokim suda. You've got to have kiddush b'mokim suda. So therefore you're going to have to sit down. So Rechleishev, you have to sit down. The Ikoyim the Yosef, if you stand up and you sit down, it looks like a joke, it looks like you can't make up your mind what you're doing, standing or sitting. So you're going to have to sit down. So since you have to sit down, we tell you to sit down now anyway. We don't want you being Mekadosh Mu'umud. So the convoy holds that one should sit down for Kiddush. And he's also the source of standing for Kiddush. He says, really you should stand. But you can't. It looks ridiculous. So you sit. Says the Mechaber, V'li nira, the Mekadosh Mu'umud Nami. Why? Kivud the Samuch L'Shulchanu, Shapim Mikra Mokim Suda. If you're standing at the table, that's also B'Mokim Suda. That's good enough. That's called B'Mokim Suda. And you don't have to sit at the table. Therefore, you can stand for Kiddush, and that's sufficient to be called B'Mokim Suda. And therefore, you can also stand. We're going to carry on in a minute. This is another two lines of the Ram. We're going to carry on in a minute, but just want to summarize. That means that the opinion of the Mechaber is you don't have to stand or sit. Do what you want. Kolbe said you have to sit. You don't have to sit. Which now, that's the loss of the Mechaber that I read out to you. He didn't tell you to stand or to sit. Vaychulu has to be standing. And then you say, Boi Prigofen, how? Didn't say. Because he's not interested. Doesn't matter whether you stand or you sit. And therefore, L'chayra, we also learn another diuk. He's not too bothered about standing up L'chvoid HaMelech. He didn't say, and therefore you should stand L'chvoid HaMelech. Doesn't bother him. Okay? Now he brings a Rambam as a source. He brings a Rambam as a source that you can stand up for Kiddush. Sheharei Ladas HaRambam B'chag HaSukkos Tzorich L'kadesh Mu'umud. Right? I don't know how many people have heard of that before. Shittas HaRambam is that Sukkos, you have to always stand for Kiddush. Just Sukkos. What's special about Sukkos? Oh. That's it. So there's a big machlokes Rishonim. Well, say big machlokes Rishonim. There's everybody, and there's the Rambam. The Rambam has a unique touch in Leishiv V'Sukkah. Because Leishiv V'Sukkah, normally, Poshim Shatah called to everybody, means to dwell in the Sukkah. And therefore, whether you're lying prone or whether you're standing up is completely irrelevant, because it means living in the sukkah. However, the Rambam wants to attach Leishiv to sit in the sukkah. Therefore, he wants you to stand when you make Kiddush, so that you can sit for Leishiv. I'll read it out to you. Kol zman shikones Leishiv basukkah kol shiva mvorech koydem sheyeishiv asher kiddushonu b'mitzvos v'tzon Leishiv basukkah. That's not our problem. Says the Beis Yosef, oh, so you see clearly, you can be Mekadesh Mu'umet. He says the bracha setting up, and then he sits. Yeah? He doesn't say the bracha sit down now. Yeah, he says vorech leishiv. Look at the yoshiv. They like every mitzvah. We always made the bracha just before. The mitzvah is the sitting down, so I make the bracha just before I do it. And until as luluf, then you take it. Yeah, tkiya shofar, then you blow it. Always over lasiyosan. This is the Rambam. So you bring a raya. He brings a raya from here. He brings a raya from here very clearly that that you have to, you can be mekadosh mu'ud, and that is there's nothing to discuss about that. That's clear. The Rambam definitely holds that one can be mekadosh mu'ud. So that's it. All the people are mamelukes to stand up. I'm at the very least. I've got a Rambam. You can make kiddush standing up. So that is the shitta of the mechaber. We'll go to the Ramal in a minute. But before we do that, I'm going to take you over to Havdalah. I'd like to, time permitting, we'd like to get there. Let's show. This is in Hilchas. In Hilchas, in Simon Reis Sadivov. One second, who's not pleased? This is Simon Reis Sadivov in Hilchas Havdalah, where the Mechaber paskened in Simon Reis Sadivov. Oyma Havdalah Meyushev. Right? Now he just told us for Kiddush, we don't care whether you stand or you sit. But Havdalah, he said, Oyma Havdalah Meyushev. Right? So we need to understand. So what's special about Havdalah? Why do you have to sit down by Havdalah? And by the way, this is the meaning of those people who stand by Kiddush and they sit by Havdalah. I don't know any such person, but it's Shitz and Mechaber. So I'm assuming the Svadim do that. I don't know. But that is a meaning. So the Mechaber in Reish Tzadivov, so Beis Yosef in Reish Tzadivov, he explains himself why here you have to sit down. Kosov ha kolboy, remember him? Kosov ha kolboy. So we're still dealing with the same kolboy. Shenochoy lahavdil mu'umud, it's correct to stand up when one does Havdalah. Lichvoy ha melech she'on melav enoisoy. Now we're accompanying the king out. We accompany the king in on the way in by Kiddush. Now we're accompanying the king on the way out by Havdalah. Right? So again, the call by Leshitosoy. It would be right. This is correct. End. Well, obviously this is end. The Kolboy doesn't have to carry on. He had a problem with Kiddush because you're going to sit down on the Mila with all you standing and sitting. Havdalah, you're not sitting down. I've got no problem. End of the Taka is an Inyan. And that is the reason why those who stand up because of the Kolboy. You're accompanying the king on the way in, the king on the way out. Therefore, Havdalah, you stand up. Kiddush, you need to sit down. I don't want you making chukhav ikludas. I don't want you making jokes out of the whole thing. We tell you to sit down. But Be'etzem, you should stand up. That's very simple, very poshut. But that's not the Mechaber, right? That's not the Mechaber. The Mechaber said you have to sit. Carries on the Mechaber, Beis Yosef. V'ha toisvus kos v'perikets mevorchim. He brings a toisvus in brochus. Toisvus asks the following kasha. Tzorich iyum k'tzatz mehavdolah she'on mavdilim. I don't understand. Make Havdalah. I've got a kasha. I don't understand how when we do Havdalah, how do you patter? How does one person moitzi another person with a mitzvah of Havdalah? Why not? You're not sitting, you're not standing, you're all over the place. So how are you with one person moitzi another person with a mitzvah? Zoptoisvis. The Shemo Yeshloima. Because they're coming to listen to the bracha of Havdalah, therefore, that is enough of the clears to be mighty in everything. However, finish the thesis. Lakach noe v'toiv lemavdil v'gam l'shemim. The mother, the gamble, shayim, everybody, she yeshu b'shas Havdalah. She oz yenirek kevau potur. So you have to sit, says Toisvus. And that is the shitta of the Mechaber. The Mechaber is going with Toisvus. By Havdalah, you have to sit in order to patter.
Every time there's been Moses, somebody better be sitting down.
You had to kiss Shofar, everybody was sitting down? Mikra Megillah, everybody was sitting down? Okay, we're sold up for the bracha. Right. this goes back to what Rabbi Yossi said before. We're going to go back. We're going to come back to the Rabbi Leonid. If I don't, either run out of time, we have to ask me about Rabbi Leonid. We will come back to that. Sorry? You know what? Let's just change the order a bit of how I'm going to say things. We'll just ask a question. Let's throw a question out there. What happened to Shemir Kohina? Why do I care about sitting or standing? If you hear your Yaitza, or Bavachi Chavan, the person who wants to be Moitzi to be Moitzi, and the person who is listening to be Yaitza, you've got no problem standing up. Why do you have to sit down? You've messed me up a little bit. I'm not going to get older. I hope I come back to everything. But we'll follow your path. No, it's not the wrong Gemara. So Mishnah in Brochus, Daf Mei Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Bo lohem, wait, I'll say it when I find it, I'll say it. Bo lohem yayin betoy chamozen, if wine comes in within the meal, middle of the meal, kol echod ve'echod mevorech la'atzmei. Each person makes his own brocha. Ach hamozen, echod mevorech l'kulam, one of them makes a brocha for everybody, he's moitzi everybody. Just by the way, it is a general principle from here and many other places. We always prefer that a person should be moitzi everybody because beroiv am hadras melech. That is the preference. Nevertheless, there are various occasions where we say to each person to make his own bracha for various considerations, and that's perfectly okay where a person has a reason. But the general consensus is, if you can, then you should wait to everybody, and we do this every single time. Well, I don't know actually how it works by you, but by us, when somebody we've got to, with somebody benching goimel, then one person is mavorich for everybody. That's a key. Well, this is beroiv om hadras melech. There is another cheshbon. Some people, they prefer to make the bracha themselves because they don't concentrate so well when they're listening. Okay, but in general, beroiv om hadras melech. So we would prefer that one person waits everybody. But bolehem yain toy chamozen, we don't allow them to be moitz with one person. Why not? Zodi Gemara. Sholos ben Zoyma. Mipnei ma'am rubo leb yayim. Betoi chamozen kol echot ve echot mevorech la'atzmoy. And la'ach hamozen echot mevorech l'kulom. Oma lohem. Hoyil ve'ein beis habliya ponui. His mouth, the esophagus, is not free. Ein beis habliya ponui. It's not free. What does that mean, it's not free? What does it matter if you've got a bit of food in your mouth? Why is that relevant? Zorashi. V'ein leiv hamasubin el hamavorich el livloya. The people are not paying attention. Right? Ein leiv hamasubin el hamavorich. We want you to pay attention. If you're not paying attention, you can't be yotzer. So therefore, you cannot be yotzer with a bracha which somebody else is making if not paying attention. So we've got a rule. You have to make your own bracha. You're not eating anymore. You can pay attention. You can pay proper concentrate on what the person's saying. Just answer my mamuzgo. You understand what kind of concentration we're talking about. This is expected of every single person. That's why Chazal made these rules for everybody. So we're all expected to be at the level of concentration that a bit of food in your mouth is going to disturb your concentration. Yeah, that's what we're holding. So, Toysa says, on this, of those words of Gemara, Toysus is explaining and saying how we might see one person, the other person. Everyone needs to sit down, right? That's going on that Gemara. So that's where what you said comes in, Rabbi Yossi. That's what comes in. That the whole problem is a problem in Birchas Hanenin, where I am being nene and I'm concentrating on whatever food I'm eating. Then my mind, my ears are not paying attention. But if it's Mikra Megillah, there's nothing disturb my concentration. That's like Bolehem Yain La'achamozen. All Birchas Hamozen. All birchas mitzvahs are included that you could be moitzi with the shmir, the regular shemei koina, right? So to go back to the question I said, what happened to shemei koina? The answer is Chazal stopped shemei koina. Chazal said, I'm worried you're not listening. I'm worried you're too busy eating. So therefore, you can't be yotze with shemei koina. In fact, the same Tosfos has a machlekes whether in a chatimsa where they said, pay attention. To use the words of Chazal, Savri, where it takes away the problem. Right? If a person says Savri, Savri means pay attention, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm going to now make Kiddush, I'm going to make Abdullah, I'm making a bracha now. So then, since I told you to pay attention, then even though you shouldn't normally be able to moiti, that doesn't matter, because since I told you to pay attention, it works, it covers, it sorts out the problem, you're not paying attention. Yeah, we assume, yes. Yeah, some people, Savri is sort of a call to arms. It's not necessarily, but we're... Let's go back to what we're talking about. So, Shittas Tosis, the end of Tosis, which we're discussing over here, Tosis explains that the reason why you all have to sit down is, as we just explained, because we need to be mighty, one person needs to be mighty other people, so everybody should sit down together. Now, therefore, the Mechaber is going according to Shittas Tosis, you need to sit down in order to be Yoitza for Havdalah. What happened to Kiddush? What happened to Kiddush? He wasn't worried about that by Kiddush. The answer is l'chaira, that the Mechaber says, as he already told us, that a person by Kiddush is anyway coming to sit down, because you need Kiddush b'mokim suda. So therefore, I don't need you to actually sit down. You're anyway coming. By Havdalah, where we're not coming, it's not Kiddush b'mokim suda, and we're not coming to sit down together. What's joining all these people together? Nothing. Therefore, you have to sit down. So according to the Mechaber, the way he's explained it, the Mechaber's explained what's going on over here, we need to join these disparate people together. We need to put them together so that the person, they're paying proper attention to each other, and the moitzi will be moitzi. How do we do that? Either by any way being joined together because you're going to sit down to have a meal together, or sitting down even though you're not going to have a meal together. That sitting down joins everything together. That is Shittas HaMechaber. Shittas HaRamah is... just the opposite. The Ramah says in Reish Ayin Aleph, on that Mechaber, where the Mechaber told us that you can stand or sit, I don't mind, whichever one you want, says the Ramah, the Yochel Lamoid B'Shas HaKiddush, the Yoyseh Toiv Leishiv. That is exactly the Loshon of Tosfos. The Yoyseh Toiv Leishiv. That's his minig. He stood by the shame by he would stand up by Yom Hashishi because that's the shame. This is the Ramah. So he would stand up for that. Okay, but let's put that aside. So he holds that one should sit like Tosfos. Where does he say that? In Hilchos Kiddush. What does he say in Hilchos Havdalah? In Hilchos Havdalah, Mechaber says, Oyma Havdalah mi Yushev. Zog the Ramah, V'yesh Oymrim Ma'umad, he stands. V'chein Noyagim, we stand. Right? And that's what most people do. That I've seen, most people, they sit for Kiddush, and they stand for Havdalah. This is the Ramah. But it's not. It isn't Tosfos. Tosfos was talking in Havdalah. That Tosfos that the Ramah is quoting, where he says, you should sit, he's talking about Havdalah. And the Ramah has ignored it. Bakiddush, he says, Bakiddush, yeah, you have to sit down. But Havdalah, you stand. What happened to Tosfos? So we've got to talk about that, and it makes a massive difference. There's a few different terutzim on this Tosfos. There's a few terutzim on the Tosfos. Well, not Terutzim, actually. It's not Terutzim. People say things which we can use as a Terutz. I don't want you to take it as Terutz Moshe. Then nobody actually speaks about this. So, number one, there's a Tzlach. The Tzlach says, and I've quoted it to you, but in two halves. There's the first part of Tosfos, where Tosfos talks about Savri. Where he says that In the Gemara over here, there's a machlekes where the Gemara says that because you aim base habli upon you, people are too busy eating, they're not paying attention. So whether savri will help. Rashi shita, there's yesh beforshim hold that if you say savri, pay attention, then that helps, and now people will stop eating, or they'll pay attention sufficiently, maybe even if they are eating, and they'll be yaitza. And there's a Rabbeinu Elchanan, a Rabbeinu Yechiel in Tosfos who argue, and they say no, Chazal said you can never, it doesn't help savri. Then the second half of Tosfos, Tosfos asks our question, what's with Havdalah? So the Tzlach says, what are the two halves of Tosfos got to do with each other? So that Tzlach answers and he says, Savri will help even for people who are not eating. And therefore, they want to eat, even with a Havdalah. You just say, Savri, Moronon, Rabbanon, Rabbi Isai, we just drop off and Moronon, Rabbanon, just say Savri. Then, you're Yoitzi, other people, and they'll be Yoitzi with you. And Tosfos is only talking about, when he says you have to sit, is only talking about if you didn't say Savri. I want you to take away this is two things. First of all, understand that we who say Savri, I think it's a minig of everybody I've ever heard say Savri. Your point of saying Savri is in order to tell everybody to pay attention so that you don't have to sit down. But also, how our minhogim, daire dairis, whoever knew why we said Savri? Whoever knew that the point of saying Savri was in order to start for everybody so that those who can stand? And there's tilim shel halachas and amkas and depth in every single meaning that we do. So one teretz I'm telling you is that Tosfos is talking about if you don't say Savri, but ledidon that we say Savri, you can stand up, you don't have to sit down. Therefore, the Ramah, who's going with the meaning of saying Savri, says, I know Tosfos tells you to sit down, but that doesn't apply to us in Hilchas Havdalah. In Hilchas Kiddush, it applies to us to sit down, even though in Hilchas Kiddush we also say Savri, right? But in Hilchas Kiddush, you should sit down, because you're anyway going to be sitting down. But in Havdalah, there, Savri helps. Teretz number one. Teretz number two, there's a Beis Meir. Beis Meir says, there's a minig, which I don't know how many people know this minig, but there's a minig that the person who makes Havdalah should drink the whole Becher. You don't give it to other people. It's brought down, right? Mishnah Berurah brings it down. One should finish the whole Becher. That's very normal. Your children, I want some grape juice, I want some grape juice, right? You're supposed to drink the whole Becher. Why? Why? Says the Beis Meir. Mishnah Berurah brings a different reason. Brings a reason to make sure you do kasher. But the Beis Meir says, do you know what the reason is? The reason is because with Havdalah, you can't be mighty other people with your body priagofen. Because since you're not sitting down, and you can only be mighty somebody else's body priagofen if you're sitting down, therefore you should drink the whole becher so that you finish it. That's terrace number two. If you're going to pass it on, you want to be mighty somebody else, then you need to sit down. But if you just want to drink it yourself, if you're not being mighty anybody, then you're going to have to sit down. So I would have liked somebody to ask me and say, 1 minute, I'm being mighty everybody. Because everybody's got to have dollar, all your itza. Yes! But that's just the Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Birchas HaMavdil. It's the Boyer Priagofen I've got a problem with. If I want to be mighty, you with Birchas HaGofen, that's a Birchas HaNenin. Now you're going to sit down. But Birchas HaMitzvahs, that we're always used to standing up for Birchas HaMitzvahs. You've got no problem with standing up for Birchas HaMitzvahs.
You can make your own
Birchas HaGofen, of course. You can always make your own Birchas HaGofen. Nobody can stop you making your own Birchas HaGofen. Sorry?
You should. Sorry? Somebody else is drinking, they should make it.
If somebody else is drinking, they should make the Birchas HaGofen. Yeah, according to this. Yeah. But if you sit down for Kavdalah, there, and the person's mechav and nohitzi, then you don't need to make your own pragofen. We see from here how each minig has got a source and a reason and a cheshbon, and it's all interactive. You can't pick and choose. It's not a la carte. The minhogim that you've got, the pekel, they all depend on each other. Your kiddush depends on your havdalah, your sitting, everything depends on everything else. I'm going to tell you the third teretz very quickly, the chazanish, and we're going to leave it at that. The chazanish asks a kasha from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. He asks a kasha from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah.
What's important for Yakten House? You sit down for Kiddush and then you stand for...
I would have liked to have time to speak that. By the time I get to that, you've got at least another half an hour. Say the night. Yes. Say that this year. Say the night. It's Kiddush, Havdalah. But it depends if you've got your own Becher. Are you being mighty somebody else? Yeah. So if, yeah, what? Oh, so some people, only one person says Kiddush. I mean, you've all got your own Becher, yeah? But only one person says Kiddush. And you're all listening, right? So then he's being mighty to you. But if everybody's saying it, so you see the minhag, even in Seder night makes a massive afkamina. The The truth is, it's so complicated, I'm not so confident that all our minhag will be passed down correctly anyway. There's a very weak possibility that we're a bit mishmash and we're a bit mixed together. But I'll call upon him from where we're going over here, there's a hezbah for everything.
Part two.
When I'm paid, I'll do a part two. You know what? It's quarter two, and the chazan is not going to be a minute. Okay, Shkoyer. I can, yes, but you have to get it all right together. Everything has to stem.
Very similar manner.